Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
So
what
time.
You guys have missed is that we just spent the last 30 minutes ordering a pizza after the first pizza turned out to not be ordered and arrived only in the form of chicken strips and wings and ranch sauce.
Well, no, what's great is it's buffalo wings. That's the one we
saw buffalo here. Yeah.
And then these ones are chicken tenders.
Or chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Something. There we go. Because there's no flavoring on them at all. So, whatever that is, what did you click on, original?
I would just be, like, it was like a pound of, like, chicken bites, I think is what it was called.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah.
You gotta get wings.
The thing about it interesting was, is that I was trying to go on their website, and they don't have online ordering.
Wait, so how did you order the chicken?
Wait. So I used Eat Street.
Use Eat Street.
But I thought the guy said, the guy told me on his way up to do it online. Or I guess, I don't know. I may have misunderstood.
Either way, we called in and we're getting pizza now. So FRG will be fed here eventually.
No thanks to the boss.
It's alright.
Well, I got the wings, I guess.
Yeah, you got wings. Good. Like the buffalo wings are killer. The chicken nuggets. I mean, they're chicken nuggets.
It's expensive for chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I know,
super expensive for chicken nuggets.
Should have just gone to McDonald's, I guess.
We paid more for the ranch. I think that's what it was. They just gave us a bunch of ranch.
Well, that's good for the pizza.
I know, right?
Mm. So, topics.
So fattening.
Topics. Reintroduce.
Oh, yeah, we
did
do.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
We're just jumping right in here.
What's our Instagram
special
account?
Guest.
FRG_media.
FRG, okay. Because I don't think I've actually followed FRG on Instagram, so I'm trying to find it now.
Please,
go follow us.
Go follow us.
How does Instagram even work? Where do you look for
it's
people?
It's the same thing as Twitter.
You search. There's a little icon at the very bottom.
Oh. It's not the very... It's like in the middle. It should be in the corner.
It's like
somebody needs to teach these people how to design an app.
Or you just need to learn how to use the app.
Ooh.
Mic drop.
You know what?
Or
chill, guys.
The company that's in the forefront of geekdom and technology should
know how to use apps.
Yikes. Tensions are high on FRG.
Is he seriously not coming back?
No,
I think he's getting a drink.
He's gone.
He took his cup. He's getting a drink.
If he had really left, he would have taken his chips with him.
Well, now that he apologized.
He would have taken the popcorn
but
with him.
But seriously, it's right there.
You think Kelsey's going to drop
it? She's like, I'm sorry, but seriously.
Stupid search thing up here.
You know what? Instagram is always there.
But I don't know Instagram. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know what? It's always been here on Facebook, even if Facebook is like, you know, the only place it's ever there. Well,
however,
do something for people that are first-time users.
100% of apps use a magnifying glass for their search bar.
And this one does.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's just normally in the corner.
And your point of that was?
It's easy to find a magnifying glass.
So, I'm sorry. Apparently,
is it ironic that you're looking for a magnifying glass?
You're searching for
the search. No, only if you're blind and you need a magnifying glass to find the search bar.
But anyways,
tensions are high.
You should like us on Instagram.
It's because we haven't been fed yet.
Hey! Oh my gosh!
Damn.
But anyways,
okay. So joining
welcome,
us here today. Go ahead, start the introductions, Eddie.
Baron 5X.
Oh my god! Now
there's
we're just screwing
people
up.
Talking.
And there's so many people.
There's five.
It was me, Baron 5X. I said it.
Lady Hater.
Review.
deadly sodium.
And Kage Palazzo.
Woo! All right.
Well, now we got it down.
We worked it somehow.
So
got
4.5 minutes into recording, we finally are introduced and can get underway.
Hey, this is going to be a fun podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be a long one. I can feel it.
Most of us have been together the last 4 hours and think we're almost sick of each other, so we got to do this quick.
I think it's more freaking tired than me.
Maybe.
Just going to say it. No. I'm just going to throw that out there.
All right.
My stupid faces.
Kelsey, I need you to start us today because you were looking at an interesting video before we started recording.
The Game of Thrones Star Wars map mix up?
Oh, yeah, why not there?
I was doing the Coptic thing or the pens.
Oh, the Coptic coloring. Oh, okay.
Well, because you're going to talk about.
Well,
did
it was.
Charts,
yes, it was. Okay.
They haven't been posted to our account yet, have they?
I have not yet posted them. But, anyways, so I have been making cards, more and more cards for friends' birthdays and everything. Mm-hmm. And I have Copic Colors, and I'm trying to take, I am taking an online card class, which is from onlinecardclasses.com, and they have a Copic coloring one, so that way I can learn how to use them better, because they're alcohol-based, and the lighter colors kind of push the darker colors around, so it's kind of tricky to blend them. I'm not very good at it yet. But I made a Teemo card for my friend, apparently, who likes League of Legends.
Which is pretty awesome.
It was really badass.
I didn't draw it.
It's on our Instagram, right?
No, I'm going to. I'll post a picture of it on our Instagram page here shortly. But I didn't draw it because I haven't attempted drawing anything. Plus, I didn't know who Teemo was, so I had to go Google it. And then, so I just printed it on some nice cardstock using toner printer. Because apparently, Copics were originally designed to work well with toner, so that way it wouldn't smear the ink. And then I also had to use some Prismacolor pencils because I have no skin tone or flesh tone type markers yet.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Those things are expensive.
They are. If I wanted to get just a skin tone pack of, I think, 6 markers, I'm pretty sure it would cost me like $50, $60. Which sucks, because that means they'd be like
$8. You could buy a bunch of Steam games during the sale.
It would be like $8 a marker, whereas if I bought a 72 pack, it would be $350, which is more like $4 a marker. Just more cost up front, which sucks.
Like another PS3.
So, you know, for those of you who want to fund me, go for it.
You can start a Patreon page while we're trying to
work
on
it for yourself. Because seriously, that card was so badass.
And then I also made a Pokemon card.
The Pokeball.
Yeah, Pokeball with Snorlax inside. Because last year for my friend's birthday, I was supposed to make him a Snorlax cake with fondant and everything.
Yeah.
And I royally failed at that. It did not happen. It turned into a green teddy bear. And I was just like, fuck it. This is what you're getting. I'm sorry. I failed.
It's a shiny Snorlax.
It looked nothing like a Snorlax. Nothing. It was awful. It tasted great, but it was nothing like Snorlax. So to make fun of myself, I made a Snorlax card for his birthday this year.
Half Snorlax, half Grimer.
And that was... No, that'd be weird.
Can those Pokemon breed?
I'm getting these amazing looks right now. I'm just thinking, holy shit.
I'm trying to think of the daycare center and those two Pokemon trying to breed now. This isn't... No. Mm-mm. Why is there breeding in Pokemon? I understand.
Wailord and Skitty.
Yeah.
That's just friggin' weird.
Wailord and Skitty. Or Weangle.
Why? Why do they have these?
What? Have you ever seen the Pokemon mashup site?
I
that's like the coolest thing. If you go to the Pokemon mashup site, it's that weird thing where you take the two Pokemons, they merge their sprites and their names together, and you come up with like the most ridiculous stuff. Like Magmar with anything, because Magmar has an ass on his head. Anyway.
Speaking of Pokemon... Did anyone see the trailer for the new Sun and Moon stuff?
Yes.
Pokemon S&M.
Pokemon S&M is coming out.
Rihanna must be proud.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm sure everybody saw the American release of the preview. Has anybody seen the Japanese release of the preview?
I have not.
Look it up. It is so much better. I mean, a million times better.
How can it be better
than the American release? Oh, no, you just have to see it. In order to believe, like
they probably have more like stuff in it that makes it look more awesome.
No. There's no stuff in it. It's just the commercial is 100 times better.
Knowing Japan, they probably just have a bunch of people dressed up as Pokemon walking around the streets of Tokyo and dancing and
it's
songs
actually,
going.
It's actually very heartwarming.
Give it to us, Heffley.
Well, you gotta pause or something because I'm not gonna look up a video
on
it.
You can't describe it to us?
Okay, so basically, there's this Japanese kid.
Hold on. This is why we have mobile
devices. No, well, I know that, but I don't want to look up a YouTube video on our podcast. We've done that before, and it sucks.
Oh, it comes out bad.
Yes. So what I'll describe it a little bit. It's a Japanese boy who has moved to Hawaii, where sun and moon are taking place. So, while he's on Hawaii, he sees a lot of kids. He kind of feels like an outcast because he's, you know, Japanese on the Hawaiian Islands. And they finally, like, lo and behold, everybody gets Pokemon and they kind of bond over the Pokemon games. It's actually really cool. And I thought, like, when I watched that, I was like, that's the commercial they should have used during the Super Bowl. So remember the Super Bowl ad where it was like, oh, you know, you grow up to be a Pokemon trainer. It's like, no. Pokemon united so many people. If you think about it, there are so many people who got together because, like, who hung out with people that they never had because, or they never would have because of Pokemon.
Interesting.
Why would Japan needs such an elaborate commercial?
Because they love doing it.
I don't know.
So is it kind of
Japanese
like
commercials are weird.
But is it kind of like Coca-Cola's commercials here? Where like, I have so long ago. Is it, you messed it up by acknowledging it.
I know, right?
So is it like the Coca-Cola commercials here where it's like there's no reason for them to advertise it or there's no reason for them to be that elaborate, but they are?
I think they're imitating that or not imitating that. Sending an homage to the Coca-Cola ads by doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta catch them all. Pokemon!
Every challenge alone.
No,
it's
not.
He's going
into the how do you know
all the
Come
ask.
On, everyone knows the theme song. I don't
for
know
God
the second s- verse.
Yeah,
for God's sake,
what
don't
is this, weirdo?
Jeez.
Go away.
That's like knowing the 10th digit of pi.
He probably does know it.
I don't know the 4th.
3.14.
Yeah.
What? You don't even know the third one.
3.14, isn't it?
Yes.
You said 5.
You said 3.15.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even say
anyway.
Bam.
So Pokemon, it's actually, judging from that, like judging from the screenshots though, it actually looks good.
I agree.
As much as the Game Boy can do.
DS.
Yeah, that's right, the DS can do.
3DS. And 2DS.
3DS Plus.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be on... It won't look good on the 2DS.
But it's going to be on the 2DS.
I know, it's going to suck on the 2DS. Parents, if you bought your kid a 2DS, you're a bad parent.
Wow. I'm just going to get that right out the bat now.
You should have bought them a 3DS.
Shut up. They might be future Patreon contributors. Maybe that's why they bought a 2DS.
People who are skipping out on giving their kids
a 3DS. If they bought their kid a
2DS,
they're
not
donating
paying us
money.
They're paying Patreon
I saw the clips of the video. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm probably not going to get the Pokemon game. I love Pokemon. But I tried with X and Y to get back into it, and I was good for like a solid 3 months.
Omega Ruby, dude.
And then after that, I was like, I can't keep up.
You got to do
I
it.
Was feeling the same way when I was playing Pokemon Y.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm like, I want to get back into this. I want to go ahead and do it. And then I counted how many Pokemon I need to fill up that Pokédex. And, like, I didn't even get... I got, like, one badge, and then I was just like, you know what?
You didn't even finish the game?
I didn't even finish the game. I was like, this is just... I mean, the game is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an awesome game. But I was just like, I can't do this anymore. It's going to drive me nuts.
Well, see, here's what you do with Pokemon nowadays.
You
get
don't.
Your team. You get your team.
Right.
And you train them for competitive battle.
And that's what threw me off, because, like, I can't do this.
I can't do that.
I used to, when I used to work for Sunban, the company where I would drive around, there would be times where I'd have downtime for like up to 4 hours even. Like, I'd had downtime like that. The whole time I was doing that, Pokemon. And I was training up my team. So I have like a super legit team that's incredibly powerful. But it's on Pokemon Black. I can't use it on my new games.
Oh, well, just get the...
I know, I gotta transfer. But I have to. You have to do that through the website, right?
Yeah, and especially now. Like, I would have thought that this would be the golden age of Pokemon, now that you can get your 3DS and challenge any other trainer online.
Right? But...
Well, I think it is, just that most of us are adults with, like, jobs and shit. So...
I know.
I don't have time for that.
Hey, you know what? I would... If there was, you know, if you can actually get money from it, I throw down everything and just travel the world as a Pokemon master, even at my age.
Yeah.
You see, that's where I where I see myself.
This is where I draw the line. No.
Pokemon, you could be a gym leader.
For me, Pokemon and MMOs belong in my retirement age of 80.
Oh, God.
Where I have time to do both. Until then.
Until then, you're going to miss out all the awesome MMOs that are going to come out.
By then, we'll have Pokemon 3000.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll be Pokemon 2000, but instead of being the movie, it'll be the actual 2000 installment.
So, what they need to do, they need to finally make a final hurrah of Pokemon. I'm sorry.
No.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Refusal right.
Instead of having... Because here's the thing. Pokemon and Nintendo... Shut your face.
See, that's like saying there needs to be a final installment of Mario or a final installment of Zelda.
Shut your face.
Honestly, the way Nintendo's been going...
I'm saying what?
These are fighting words, actually.
Yeah. What?
The tension is rising here.
The way Nintendo's been going, I don't think they can carry on doing what they're doing anymore.
It's been working out fine. Other than the Wii U not doing so great.
The Wii U is only not doing well in America. It is selling like hotcakes in Japan.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
And the Amiibos, my God.
Mark my words, the NX is going to be a catastrophic failure. They're already saying that the NX has absolutely no... It does not have superior chipsets or anything like that.
But they've never been that way.
No, they were going to. That was the whole point of the NX, is to keep up with it and then blow the other systems out of the water.
I feel like your uncle saying he's going to quit smoking and just let him go until he actually does.
This is the thing about Nintendo real quick. Because Eddie's right on this one. Nintendo is not about being the most powerful system out there. The big weakness that the Wii U has had over the last couple of years is the difficulty in third-party support. It is so difficult to program on that no third-party developers want to make any games on that system. The NX is supposed to correct that and make a simpler platform for other companies to port their games to. If they could correct that, then they would have a viable system.
I agree, but rumors are saying that they're not.
Well, that's rumors right now.
I know. And again, we don't believe it. I know. But I'm just saying right now, mark my words, I am foreseeing the future here.
Mark it.
1742 on episode 59.
Mark.
So that we can come back and laugh at your face.
The Nintendo NX.
Or cry.
The Nintendo NX is going to be a catastrophic failure. It is. It's just not going to be able to challenge.
Coming from the guy who really wants like superheroes to die in the movies. You just want heroes to die.
I do, actually.
You want Nintendo to die because you want your heroes
to die.
Seriously.
I wanted more people to die in Star Wars. Yeah. Although there was like billions of people
who still died.
He wanted more people to die.
Why did we only blow up one giant megalopolis city planet? We had the power to blow up at least a dozen.
At least.
They did.
Well, they did.
It was actually like eight guys.
Eight. Either way.
Anyway, so bringing this back, because we're connected, we went all the way to NX. I wanted to ask what you guys thought of the starter Pokemon. I've been hearing a lot of shit about them.
I will be happy if that cat Pokemon that's fire, that starts off fire, I'd be so much happier if it went to Fire Ghost as opposed to Fire Dark, which people are saying that it's going to go to.
I'm kind of iffy on the whole grass flying.
Yes, that
is that a good combo?
It shouldn't be, because flying is the weak grass is weak to flying, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like the ultimate destruction for bugs, though.
So obviously, I'm not an expert in this. So I have no idea whether that what kind of type.
Wait a minute, you're not a Pokemon master.
No.
Either way, it still makes sense.
What?
No, I mean, it makes sense, but I'm sure people are looking at it and go, I wonder what the type advantage or disadvantage is to having that Pokemon. Like, is it really good because it has grass flying? Is it really bad because it has grass flying? Does it not matter?
Better than flying ground.
It's Rowlet, or how Rowlet?
Rowlet,
Rowlet,
the owl. The owl.
And then...
Well, Growlithe is... That's like an original Pokemon.
No, that's Growlithe.
Growlithe.
Growlithe is... Yeah.
Growlithe.
Litten is what? The cat one,
right? It's hard.
Right.
Tomato, tomato
yes.
here.
That's the fire type.
Popplio?
Popplio.
That's the water type.
That's the one I've been
he
hearing most
like
shit about.
He looks like a little seal.
Well, okay,
like
because...
Like one little circus who should be bouncing a ball on his nose.
Because... Yeah. Let's face it.
I feel like it's undo.
Like on his neck.
Seal...
Mm-hmm.
Is a water ice Pokemon.
Or sea
Dugong.
And they evolves into Dugong. What is this new one going to do that it's going to be any different?
Just another adorable evolution.
It's going to be the windfish.
Nope.
The wind
the windfish?
Yeah, it's going to. It's a flying water Pokemon.
That's going to be the new legendary in the next Pokemon series.
So to capture this particular Pokemon, you have to go into its dreams and
yes.
And awakening it within its dream,
yes.
Destroying an entire island that
yes.
It could have made in its entire dream, including the population and
what?
All the creatures
just
in it.
Just for fun, let's call it. Let's call the island, Coolant, is that what it is?
Coolant. I don't know what's happening.
I'm glad that he
that
caught on with
bro.
It when it just kept going, and he's all like, yes, yes, yes.
Because
and reviewer, he's like... Huh? And then you're just like, I don't follow.
Because I've already mentioned this before, I think, on the podcast.
Yes.
Link's Awakening is the only Zelda game that I've ever beaten.
Okay, I know you've mentioned that, but
yeah.
Is that... Okay.
That's,
that,
what
that's
your
the
first.
Plot.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
you're right.
That's the plot.
That's the connection.
I don't know why Link's Awakening is the only Zelda game I've ever beaten, but...
It's kind of sad, almost.
It is the only one I've ever beaten.
Is it sad... That I'm liking the pictures on our Fergie page from my own account.
Self-love is fine.
What? No. That's not sad. Like
marketing.
We're just sitting here
really
having
like
this deep
pictures.
Discussion about Nintendo, and here's Kelsey. Oh, yeah, that photo was cool. Like.
Until, like, until they talk about something I really care about, I'm just going to sit here, oh, that's nice, like.
No, okay.
I think you're big on Pokemon.
What I was going to say
like
before, though, about, okay.
Okay.
Even if they don't do a last hurrah Pokemon
see, that's what I don't
soon,
do
they
that's
should, when they do the last hurrah Pokemon, combine all of the lands into one game.
See, I'm thinking that that is going to be like the last, what's going to end up happening with Pokemon Go eventually, is that we're just going to end up with like all the different regions of the real world mixed into this gigantic...
But Pokemon Go takes it off of... Where your location is.
Uh-huh.
So we're
going to
get nothing
get
about Sandshrews and Doug Diglets.
Diglets and
really?
Firos and...
Yeah,
we might get some Arbok.
Although Firo's badass.
I like Firo.
Firo's awesome.
I take Firo over... I take
Firo
like over Pidgeot any day. I take Firo over Pidgeot any day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Why can't you get anything else?
Because we're in a desert.
So?
They're guessing.
You
well, Pokemon Go
they're
is
guessing.
The thing with Pokemon Go is that it's going to be region based. So if you're in a desert area, Pokemon that would be living in that type of environment would be the only things you could capture there.
Yeah.
So that means if you want to get some water Pokemon, better go to take a trip to a beach, man.
Or like Patagonia.
Or go to Patagonia.
We've got the Mount Lemon in the Coronado Forest just nearby too.
That's true. We can go up there and capture some hoots and
wait.
Stuff.
I wonder if they'll make it work in the biosphere.
Oh!
Oh!
Can you imagine that? That'd be like our safari zone, guys.
Oh! That is
the
safari zone, Tyler.
It just hit me.
Hit everybody. Everybody, when you get Pokemon Go, you've got to come down to Tucson because we got the safari zone just up the road.
Biosphere too.
Seriously.
So we need to tell Nintendo about it so they know.
Exactly.
Yes.
We need to tell Nintendo about it so they know, number
not
one.
Yet,
number two, we need to tell the biosphere so they rename it
the safari zone.
Guys, Pokemon co-steam is the best thing ever.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, man.
That's the most brilliant idea.
Gonna go get me a Kangaskhan.
I've heard in a long time. Yeah, Kangaskhan. Gotta get me a Nidoqueen.
Anyway.
So
I agree with a lot of that, with the exception of you're wrong about Nintendo and you're wrong about Pokemon. But anyway!
Yeah.
Okay, but Pokemon should end. They should have a big grand finale, but why should it end?
Because it's getting, I want to say, too massive.
Well,
they're doing the re-releases.
Okay, they are coming up with stupid Pokemon like Keys and Ice Cream, but still.
I mean, it's in the real world, it's not like we're having any shortage of species nowadays. We have, you know, the strangest bugs and creatures and, you know, dinosaurs from ancient times. We have everything to draw upon. So why is there an issue now that Pokemon are too massive?
Because we don't have to memorize all the real ones.
Yeah.
We don't have to go out and catalog them in our
The only thing that I know about
There's
when
a,
I go
There isn't
out
a game
hiking,
that forces me to collect them all and makes me feel bad for not doing so.
The only thing that I know about when I go out hiking is, number one, rattlesnakes. Those are bad. Don't go near them. Number two.
Unless you're me.
Bees. Bees are bad. Don't go near them.
Not the bees!
They make
not
money!
The bees!
Oh, damn
number
man.
Three.
I wasn't even in the movie.
We
yes,
have.
It
no, it wasn't. It was only in the director's cut.
Oh,
well, excuse me.
That's still the movie.
Only
and
watch.
It's and it is noted under what's that YouTube video of Nicolas Cage losing his shit.
This is
it's
true.
In that is in that YouTube segment. You're good. It's part of
it's
the movie.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, but so snakes, bees. And those motherfucking tarantula hawks.
So that's
everybody knows
Beedrills, Arbok, and who else we need?
The tarantula hawks. You know the Cazadores.
Are there tarantula Pokemon?
Huh?
I was trying to think if there's like
Pokemon?
A spiderish tarantula.
I was about to say.
What
oh,
about?
Wait,
no, there is a tarantula
there is.
One. It's,
I don't know if it's a tarantula, but there is. A...
No. There is a spider Pokemon.
Yeah,
what about armadillos, tortoises?
No.
Mews.
Spider Pokemon. Ah, Garvantula.
Oh, there you
and,
go.
And, whatever this is, that's not a Garvantula. That's, ooh, Joltik, but that's a tick.
You don't want a tick.
That turns
Unless
into...
Unless it's the tick, then I'm
that turns
that.
Into Garvantula.
Because ticks are also scary.
Is that
Either
a
way,
goat?
Yes, there was.
Because
there was...
ticks are what,
oh,
like,
how about
they
javelinas?
Disperse a lot of diseases.
Is there javelina Pokemon?
Oh.
A pig, basically.
No, because there's Spoink, but there's no other... There's not really too
Isn't
many
there
pig
a fire
Pokemon.
Pig?
Oh, yeah, Tepig.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that's
enough.
One of the starters.
And yeah, that works. Okay, so we have to move on, because we're 27 minutes in, we've talked about Pokemon.
Yeah, we've been talking about Pokemon a lot.
Well, we talked about Copix, too.
So, oh, that's
yes.
it.
And
so,
onlinecardclasses.com.
Mini subject before we get into another big one here, is that, are you all aware that the voice actor for Colin in Dragon Age is missing?
Yes, I saw that.
Isn't that like super concerning? I am concerned. I don't want that guy to like go away. He's a great voice actor.
He's missing. Does anybody know?
Does that mean that they're hiring?
Did they say why he was missing?
Wow.
What?
Wow. Opportunist.
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Right. I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay.
If
but
they're
did they,
hiring.
Did they say why he's or like what they think happened?
Apparently he. Okay, I thought I read this on one of the BioWare forums. Someone mentioned that he does have a sort of history with like some mental illness, and he might be in the middle of an episode.
Oh,
ah!
So it's not just that he's hasn't been working for a while. He literally nobody knows where he is.
Yeah, like
yeah, that's why they said he's missing.
I think like
well, normally in this field, when they say he's missing, it just means he hasn't done anything for a while.
I bet
you feel like an asshole right
no.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's literally missing.
So of course I'm right there with you.
Okay.
What?
I would. I'd be like, yeah. Are you guys hiring BioWare?
Wow.
Horrible people.
So that would have been like, you know, I would have said William Shatner was missing in like the 80s.
I was gonna say you left, but you left your phone. So there's no way of knowing whether they called you or not.
Well, I don't even know if they're calling me or not.
Well, here.
We're talking about
call.
The pizza in case you
yes.
guys are completely
Oh, yeah,
lost.
Yeah, yeah. Just so you know, we're talking about the pizza.
What's your credit card number again?
No.
along with your social security and your mother's maiden name.
Yes. No.
And also the three digits on the back. Don't forget those.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the three digits on the back.
Oh, guys. Oh, thank God. No. Update. 5:15, 4 a.m. Ellis's friend Jeff something or other reports the actor has been found and it is at home.
Yay!
Thank God.
Okay.
Sorry, there's no job opportunity for
we
you.
We don't have to feel like asses now.
Yeah, I know, right? It will just be a, it'll be slightly in good taste now.
Yeah.
Slightly.
A joke, slightly in good taste.
Yeah,
did you guys make
poor
a
guy.
They did.
We would have felt awful if it turned out that
he
didn't
realize
like
that he was
died.
Literally missing, like nobody knew where he was. He thought he was just missing from like work. And he's like, oh, are they hiring?
I knew he was
missing,
and I said the same thing.
It's alright. It's okay. Totally get it.
Okay, well, so for good news, let's move on to something different then.
Yep, that was a little mini topic.
So, World of Warcraft movie. Well, not World of Warcraft.
Just
Warcraft.
It's
Warcraft.
Just
Warcraft.
Movie.
Just Warcraft.
So that movie's coming out pretty soon, guys.
Oh, God.
So
again, still super skeptical about it.
The more I see more of the trailer, the more I'm just really, really worried that the canon of the story that we grew up with is being fucked with.
I don't know if that's the concern for me.
Not necessarily.
Well, it is a very concern for me, because I grew up with the games. I grew up with Warcraft, Warcraft 2, and Warcraft 3, which were all great RTS games.
But I feel like, you know, if they're going to have to, they're trying to reinvent this thing for the movie world, they're going to have to change something. Because plot of that story
was
kind of developed slowly over the course of three games and a 10-year-old MMO.
Yes, but they tried doing redoing storylines in World of Warcraft, and it was sucked. At least in my opinion.
Well, World of Warcraft was just... I mean, but the thing is, they redid the storylines, and they actually did redo a lot of storylines, but it was more set and designed to be in an MMO. Part of the reason why the storyline sucked is because there wasn't really much context in the MMO for a story like what you got with the RTS games. Because the RTS games, there was objectives, there's things you did, but it wasn't tedious. It wasn't something like, you need to complete this objective so you can level up to complete this objective. That's what I don't like about MMOs. It's what I don't like about a lot of RPGs nowadays, is they're just starting to get so tedious and boring. And I've been playing, going through Breath of Fire.
I'm going to agree with Heffley here, because one, Warcraft, I would be much more invested if it was a movie on StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
He said the same
thing.
Thank you!
Double high five on that one, because seriously.
I agree with the StarCraft movie, absolutely.
I think the only defense I had to that was that I think there are a lot of like spacefaring marine-ish, or like space military movies out there.
Now just to be fair, StarCraft exists because it was basically making fun of all of the sci-fi space marine movie tropes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you poke any of the units enough, you will get quotes from Aliens, from Star Trek, from like everything. You will just find a conglomeration of all these different movies that they were poking at to make StarCraft possible. But I do like the point that we were bringing this up about modern day MMORPGs. I am getting sick, and I just finished, I quit Final Fantasy XIV Online, because this game, I felt like, okay, I am now the savior of the world. I went through and defeated a grand empire who resurrected an ancient weapon that threatened to wipe out continents of populations. That's how kick-ass and awesome I became. And I went home and started doing quests to deliver people's mail. No! I am a savior, damn it! Find a newbie to do this shit! I'm not gonna run over here and go talk to these 20 people. Find somebody else to do it. Tell me when we're ready to fight the bad guy.
Yes. And I hate that ever never ending do tedious quests to level up.
But I think a lot of people like that it never ends, though.
It's so dumb. It was a tactic initiated by Final Fantasy in order to add length to their games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is.
It's a horrible way to add length. Because, yes, we do want to have additional gameplay, but having gameplay hours for the sake of having more hours is not the way to design a game.
There are a few exceptions to this rule, and it's mainly Bethesda games. because Bethesda games immerse you like nobody's business. When you're playing Fallout, you can play Fallout for 4 hours and just be like, whoa, where did the time go? You know,
yeah, Ross has done that. Spend hours. Yeah. You wake up in the middle of night. So
building your stupid base in fucking, what's it called, New Sanctuary. Building a giant tower into the stars for no reason.
So now that we've brought up Bethesda, Doom.
Wait. You gotta slow that. Slow your roll.
We're jumping.
Slow your roll, because the other thing we wanted to bring up with the Warcraft is that other than StarCraft,
we were done with Warcraft. We're not.
Because here's the thing: exactly, Warcraft is if Blizzard wanted to do a fantasy movie, they should have done an R-rated Diablo.
Yes,
I agree.
Though I can see why they maybe didn't go for that, only because since this is their first foray into like making a blockbuster movie, I feel like they probably would have thought it was risky going Diablo, an R-rated Diablo specifically.
But
if it was a PG-13 Diablo, I feel like they could have done that too.
It wouldn't have done it justice.
But Diablo, I mean, that now that Deadpool has been out for a bit, that could give way to more R-rated films starting to come out in the future.
And I can see an experienced studio doing that. Not Blizzard, who's never been in the movie business before outside their own cinematics.
Yeah, that's why I'm really hoping...
Here's the thing, is that if they screw up on Warcraft, that's their staple right now.
Yeah.
If they screw up on that, that's it.
But Warcraft was always the weakest story out of all of the games.
It was.
But it's also the property that's given them the most money.
Because of World of Warcraft, and that's just kind of, honestly, that's a fluke. There wasn't anything spectacular about World of Warcraft, it was just different.
Hell, I would have played World of Starcraft,
It was the Apple of MMOs.
It came out at the right time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the time, we had the choice of Final Fantasy XI was a dying MMO. There was EverQuest 2, which was a letdown for a lot of people.
Ultima you had a... Was Knights of the Old Republic out then?
No, not yet.
No, that was
Star Wars Galaxies.
It was basically at the time that World of Warcraft came out, it was competing against all of the influx of free Korean MMOs.
Yeah.
Like Rose Online, all of those, Ragnarok. Perfect World, Ragnarok, the newer one.
I love Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So it was great timing on their part that no other major MMO came out. And then they solidified themselves so well that even when later ones came out, like Treyarch's Rift, which as beautiful as a game as Rift was when it came out, it just didn't have the content to keep people in it.
But, you know, I know World of Warcraft made a lot of money. And it was designed to make Blizzard a lot of money. But here's the thing, when you look at what happened when StarCraft 2 came out, how much money did people pour into StarCraft 2?
I don't know.
A lot. A lot of people own StarCraft 2. A lot of people bought all their expansions.
Play StarCraft 2?
I do.
enough for it to still be a valid sport.
Yeah, exactly. Like, StarCraft 2 is one of the most popular games right now, especially in Korea.
Especially.
So you're trying to make the argument that your favorite IP that's making the money needs to be because it's making money, should be considered over the one that's making money but doing a lot better at it. Because if you're a business and you're trying to make money from what you're doing, how can you not do World of Warcraft?
Like, how many StarCraft games are there?
There's two.
Five.
It's one.
If you count the expansion packs.
Five.
Which I don't, because it's the same damn game.
How many expansions to World of Warcraft are there?
Like a billion.
Six. Seven is on its way.
Cool. Which game am I more tired of?
Yeah, you obviously are not representative of all the money that goes to Blizzard.
Yeah, so, but they've lost subscribers left and right for World of Warcraft.
Now, here's the thing, though, about subscriber count. Because World of Warcraft has up and down. It's like, you can tell every time a new major MMO comes out, all of a sudden everybody says, oh, we're going to go jump over and play Lord of the Rings Online. All of a sudden, kaboom, World of Warcraft is down, Lord of the Rings is up. About 3-4 months later, subscription Lord of the Rings starts coming down, Warcraft picks back up again.
Yeah, let's not forget that World of Warcraft is the best online MMO. I unfortunately.
Arguably, not really. I can argue that.
Look,
for people like me to pick it up and play it.
The only argument I'm trying to make is that I can't see you selling me.
I need to stop this for a second. Eddie, why are you playing with a dildo?
Because it was here. Here you go.
Before you know it, splash, it's a Dalek.
Oh, that's what those bumps are.
Poor Kage.
I'm walking away now.
That's amazing. I'm glad you asked that because, like, we've been making jokes about it all night. Or at least I have.
Yeah, no, we all have. Look, if you're talking about, you know, how many people know the property over StarCraft, Warcraft probably went dead. Talking about the which run the more money.
I'm talking about better storyline for a movie.
And you know what? I think that's important.
Yeah.
But if you're asking the company, okay, this is our first foray into making a movie, what are we going to go with?
They should have done StarCraft.
But from
a business standpoint, Eddie is making a lot of sense. Because this is the thing. If we were to look at, like, it's the same thing that the comic books go through. If you're going to make a movie based off of a comic book character, which comic book character do you make the movie off of? The one who sells the most books. It doesn't matter that you have other comic book characters that have much better and in-depth stories. Superman, Batman, Iron Man, Captain America. These are the big hitters. These are the ones...
Well, even before Captain America and Spider-Man, before Captain America and Iron Man, it was Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Fantastic Four.
It's just, these are the ones that have the stories that people are more familiar with, even if it's not the stories that have the most or best content, for that matter. Both DC and Marvel have gigantic libraries with hundreds of characters that have amazing stories to them that we will probably never see in theaters simply because there's just not enough people that know or follow those characters.
Fair enough.
Now, whilst I don't agree that StarCraft has such a small following that it couldn't do well in a movie, I do agree that being their first foray into film, they would pick their IP that has the biggest following, and that, of course, hands down for Blizzard, would be Warcraft.
Yeah.
And let's pray it does well so that we can get a StarCraft and Diablo movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a Diablo movie.
Oh, the more I want a Diablo movie.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's a shortage of movies like that.
There is.
Like, good movies. For example, Constantine is one of those good movies.
I agree.
Well, I think people are half and half about that. I like the Keanu Reeves Constantine.
I loved it.
But I can see why people were upset by it.
Well,
I can see that.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah.
The TV show was great, too.
Anyway.
That got canceled.
Yes, I really hope that Blizzard does well with this. And I will go see it. Because the previews... I mean, honestly, the previews do look good. It does look good.
Yeah.
I know you're disappointed, but
I'm disappointed. I'm still sticking by.
I feel like I'm not going to go out of my way to watch that movie either.
I'm going to go see it at Roadhouse.
I won't see it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
I will see it when it comes to the cheapies.
Oh wow!
I'm just not impressed with what I see in the trailers.
Kelsey, what do you think of the Warcraft movie trailer?
Have not seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Well, that probably says a lot.
I don't play World of Warcraft.
Did you see the new Captain America movie?
Oh, yeah, you should have seen the trailer on
it. Yeah,
you should have seen Warcraft's trailer.
My dad saw Deadpool, or not Deadpool, Suicide Squad trailer, and I didn't.
Huh.
Like, they don't show all the same trailers.
Oh, yeah, we didn't see a Suicide Squad trailer.
But my dad saw it both times he went to go see it.
And
so,
the last
like,
time,
not
both times we went to movies, we've seen that trailer.
Speaking of Suicide Squad.
I don't know if we need to wrap it up any at all. No, I think that's it. You haven't seen it, so there's no point.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it. Apparently I wasn't interested.
You
if
should
I did
look it up
it.
And let
I
us know what you think, because I think you'd be good kind of barometer, since you haven't played those games before, and whether it interests you at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
So, speaking of Suicide Squad, have we mentioned on the podcast that Suicide Squad needs to be good in order for...
Yeah.
Yes, we mentioned that.
Yeah,
we
mentioned it plenty of times.
Because of your distaste for Batman v Superman.
Not just my distaste for Batman v Superman. literally everybody's distaste for Batman v Superman.
It's like this side likes it and our side, or because, no, this side hates it, our side likes it.
Because it was one of the worst movies I have ever seen.
We're going to be talking about this for years to come, I feel.
Because it was so bad.
It really wasn't
bad. The build up for that final battle was so hyped that when you actually saw it, it was like a minute and a half, 2 minutes of and then
there wasn't even a minute.
Yeah, the final battle was just... It was like we can all agree on that. This
just
is
listen
like,
to the everything whole episode.
It's all on there. Everything I have to say about it has been said before.
It's infuriating.
All we need to do is get Batman and Superman in a coffee shop together talking about their lives. I will pay to watch that movie.
PC videos. what?
They're probably calling you because he doesn't know his number.
That's the guy's call.
Oh, yeah. Go. Yeah, they should
Pizza's
be out.
Pizza's here.
Pizza!
Hello?
So, we're getting pizza
right
now, guys.
Thank you.
We're
on our way. Outside. Bye.
Cool. That's pretty great. I'm glad your battery lasted long enough.
Yeah, I have 15%. It's just completely
Do you need to charge it?
Yeah. We'll be done before. Thank
you. So, movies are coming out.
Oh, yeah. So, Captain America movie. What'd you guys think of that?
Yeah, you weren't here for that.
We talked about it for like 45
That's
minutes.
That's why our episode last week was 2 hours long.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll sum it up in a phrase for you.
Oh, God.
And
here we go.
This is how it was, how the phrase that I said last time. Captain America Civil War shits on everything that Batman versus Superman tried to be.
Okay.
This is why we're going to talk about this forever.
And here's my take on it. That movie was everything it shouldn't have been right now. We needed the Civil War so bad, and we didn't get it. The whole point of the Marvel Civil War was supposed to be the superhuman registration program, where the government has decided that any person exhibiting supernatural powers needed to be registered with the government and have their identity known to the public, and that was supposed to cause massive uproar among all the superheroes, not just the Avengers. Captain America taking the side of the heroes who decided to say, you know what, we need to have secret identities. We can't just be flashing about who we really are out there because we have enemies who will do things like hunt Aunt May and all of those. You know, we have people that we love who would be in danger if it came out that, hey, I'm actually a normal person and have a life and go to school and all of those things. And right now, this country especially has been talking about so many stupid little registration programs that this is the time that we needed that movie to tell us how bad of an idea that was. And I'm really, really disappointed in Marvel for side-skirting around.
I don't think they did, though. I don't think they could have done it. In the MCU, there's not enough secret identity heroes.
Well, it's
They literally would have had to made up 50 to make it relevant.
I know what point you're trying to make.
I
give me a second. I'm going to go help Will.
I do as well, but just because of the way the MCU has grown into existence, there wouldn't be any stakes in that. We're literally the only of like maybe two or three heroes that are like that. One of them was introduced in the movie.
I mean, there's still nothing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that says that the other heroes don't exist. I mean, we are now seeing all of the series on TVs that are spin-offs.
So I was going to say, watch Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's the only place you're going to get it. The movie, there's not enough people you care about where if that was the plot line, would mean anything to you.
We should pause the podcast.
Should we?
So we can eat.
Okay.
Let's
are we
going to
remember where we left off?
We'll be back, everyone.
We were...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Food. Pizza. No,
let's...
Rawr. All right.
We're talking about Civil War. We'll get back.
Wizard.
What was totally wizard?
Mm.
Okay.
Staying alive until... I mean, staying a virgin until you're 45.
Wow. I thought it was 30.
That's wizard status.
Oh, you need to tell David otherwise because he says it's
30. Oh. Wait, David actually believes that?
Yeah. Might want to help him out with that. We just came back randomly.
Unpaused in the middle of eating pizza.
Oh yeah, we're still eating pizza, by the way, guys.
But we're all back.
So, vigile.
Anyway, as you were saying about the superhuman registration.
What I was saying is that I just felt there wasn't a place for it in the MCU. like they're going to explore it in the TV show because they have Inhumans, and that totally makes sense for that. But the Inhumans haven't been introduced to the MCU in the movie part of it.
Well, in that case, it was the wrong time to even bring up Civil War, because the Civil War has a very explicit meaning in the Marvel Universe, and they used the Civil War name as hype for the movie. And I guess that's what I didn't really like, because it wasn't the Civil War, it was just sort of some infighting in the Avengers.
The unfortunate thing with your status is, yes, in the comics that works brilliantly. But here,
I think a lot of people are arguing
this
that too.
In the cinematic world, though, because like in the comics, you had like the X-Men, you had
the X-Men were not
characters.
Part of the Civil War. So we can't bring them up because the X-Men were facing the Mutant Registration Act long before the Superhuman Registration Act. Like by the time the Civil War started, the X-Men were like, guys, we've been dealing with this for a decade. Now you guys worry about it. You guys are dumb.
See, I think that's the other thing, too, then, is that the X-Men movie franchise has on and off made that a main theme of their storylines, too. So for Marvel, I mean, it might not have been as interesting or new to explore that
when the
whole franchise has been doing that.
My whole point in saying is that the timing right now, because of politically what's happening, is this is when we needed it the most. Was a movie to go into how bad a registration program can be. And that's what I felt that Marvel should have been willing to tackle this issue. So skirting around it, like saying Civil War, and then completely dodging an issue that's a very heated subject in today's political world, kind of felt like, okay, we're going to use the hype to get more ticket sales, but we're not actually going to address it.
I disagree.
Okay.
Politics in movies are boring.
No, but see, that's why it's not so much the politics. The politics is what's happening in the real world. Mm-hmm. The movie should have been the world where these politics happen. The politics should be subliminal. It shouldn't be in-your-face politics. It should be, hey, we're dealing with a movie where the politics that we have in real life that we're discussing happen, and all this crap happened because of it. It shouldn't be the movie telling you, hey, this is bad. It should be, oh my gosh, I can now see... Like, you know how in Deadpool, there's this great subliminal part with the taxi driver,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
all you're left knowing at the end of this taxi driver story is
spoilers.
That he's been... Okay, yeah, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Deadpool.
Yeah,
sure. The multi-billion dollar movie at this point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
if you haven't seen it, go see it. If
or at least anybody who's listening to this has probably seen Deadpool.
So,
she's putting it out there.
But what I love about the whole taxi driver scene is that he's rear-ended. We know there's a taxi driver. The taxi driver has kidnapped his brother-in-law, somebody.
Oh. Just random person.
Has him in the trunk of the taxi.
Or was it cousin?
And we also know that there's a Hello Kitty bag filled with guns in the taxi. It doesn't bother spelling it out for us, like what the cops are going to do with a guy who's kidnapped in the trunk of the car, or the Hello Kitty bag filled with guns. It just sort of leaves that to the audience going, holy
shit, yeah.
This is his situation.
Well, I should have rephrased a little bit.
Do so.
Politics that are happening nowadays are boring in movies. Because, or happening in real life are boring in movies. Because it's like, you get enough of it on the news and you get enough of it out there that you don't want to bring it into your movie world. I like my movies to be a little bit more fun than being a little bit preachy.
Okay, and if you like your movies to be fun, this was the most unfun Marvel movie yet.
It's true. Yeah, no, it's true.
It was hilarious.
But
it was.
No.
But
it was the darkest movie. This
for
was a dark,
like,
brooding
only the very,
movie.
Very
for
end.
People like me who enjoy dark movies,
yeah, he was all on board.
I absolutely loved it.
No,
but I was gonna say I was gonna say something
Dude,
else real quick
was
as
awesome.
Far as registration and your point about registration acts and everything. We already know that. We've known that for a long time. Anybody remember the Nazis?
Nazis are a reoccurring enemy in that world.
They're a recurring enemy, but I mean, that's one of the
Hell
things.
Hydra?
Is that's
no,
why, yeah, Hell Hydra. Yeah.
Hydra.
But that's one of the things is you know, throughout history, we've already known that registration of whatever it is that we're trying to register is typically a bad thing. Because it's all about government control, and I'm getting too much into politics. I'm done.
Yes,
I'm done.
I think it goes back to what I was saying before, is that I just don't feel like there was enough meat for them to feed that to us.
You can't make that into a movie.
At least not in the current setting. You're right, if they had waited to bring that up when we had, like, the Inhumans, which that would have, like, well, in that, they might have canceled that movie, too, from the sounds of it, too, so.
What?
Yeah, it sounds like the Inhumans movie might be off the plate right now, which doesn't mean that they won't totally do it, because obviously doing it in the Marvel show, but it's up in the air about what the action will take on it. But I think, going back to what I was talking about, business and stuff like that, they still wanted to capitalize on this specific episode where Iron Man and Captain America have an ideological difference, which was one of the points of that Civil War plot line. It sort of made sense that if they were going to use that as the focus to maybe tie that in with something that's happened before. The only thing they didn't have was, yes, the registration act part of it, but there was still a like message based around it, because now you still have whether government oversight of this supergroup is important.
See,
or not.
But that's why this should have been something leading up to the Civil War. I would have been totally fine with it if this was like the precursor of the Civil War. My big problem is that we called it the Civil War and Captain America didn't die.
Huh. Yep.
I mean, he was...
Technically, he dies in the epilogue.
Yeah, But Captain America was supposed to die in the Civil War.
Supposed to be assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which, I mean, there's plenty of chance for him to still die. Like,
but
there's still chances of that.
But the Civil War, as far as the movie's concerned, is, you know, that was the Civil War. Now we've got to go into the Infinity Wars, because that's the next stage of the Marvel movies.
And that's really what they're setting up for.
As we're waiting for that. We're going to get Cap's death during Infinity Wars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost
certain
about that.
Right? And Vision.
Yeah, poor Vision. I mean, he's called butt dead, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they got to get that gem somehow.
Yeah, it's like, if they're going to assemble the Infinity Gauntlet, sorry, Vision.
Yeah.
Any Vision fans out there, just letting you know.
There might be an absence of him at some point.
Vision was really cool in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was really cool. Other than
I liked
making someone stay home against their will part.
No, I liked him better in this movie than I did in the Avengers.
I still thought that whole scene was kind of creepy. Like,
I like what she did to him after, and just like...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I didn't fault him too much, because he's still like a learning a robot sort of thing. But
well,
there's
it's
still...
not like he was doing it because he wanted to.
I know.
Because he thought it was in her best interest because of what Iron Man had told him to do.
And it's not just Iron Man. He is a pure logic-driven machine. You know, he's actually looking at it not from the emotional standpoint, just from logic, and saying... This would be the proper thing to do in order to make everybody feel better about the Avengers. So that made lots of sense that he would be on Iron Man's side. To be like, okay, we've shown that we keep going into these areas and stuff happens. If we had more organization, if there was like more government people able to help deal with some of these things, then that would be great. But anyway, yeah.
So, overall, though, I'm sure you liked the movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm not saying that it was a bad movie. I'm just saying that I don't think it was deserving of the Civil War moniker. And as far as the Marvel movies do go, and not that I'm against a darker, broody comic book movie, because obviously I love the Batman movies, like the older Batman movies, definitely, hands down. And so... It's just, it definitely took a big twist off of the normal, or what we've gotten used to from Marvel thus far.
Yeah,
Avengers.
Which I'm kind of happy. That, and it looks like Doctor Strange is going to start taking that turn too.
Oh, I can't wait for
Doctor
Strange.
Honestly, the trailer is getting me so hyped for Doctor Strange.
It looks great.
Because it looks so good, it looks really dark.
Alright, I have a question. A really good question. It's not a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just an observation.
Mm-hmm.
How many series does both Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman have to be in together?
Oh my gosh! Seriously,
I'm okay with it.
Why?
I'm fine with it too. It's just a weird observation.
Well, It's a weird observation.
Okay.
I'm curious to see if those, if their Marvel characters ever meet, though, because it seems like
that would be
Martin Freeman's character is kind of
so.
Like
this is what I have to say to that. Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, Danny Elfman.
But Danny Elfman is good.
I'm not sure what you're trying to get at, sir.
Well, it's just that he's saying, how many movies do they have to be in together? I mean, this trio.
And Adam Sandler and Tim, that other guy. What's his face?
Oh,
what's
his name? Paul Blart Mall Cop, or whatever his name is. The King of Queens?
No. One with, like, curly hair.
Rob Schneider?
Yeah. Him. Like, they're in a ton of movies together.
But it's because Adam Sandler just keeps dragging Rob Schneider along. He would have put it out on his own a long time ago if Adam Sandler wasn't. And why people still think Adam Sandler is funny when, like, he's only funny in 10% of the movies he's in nowadays.
I like him.
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying that there are combinations that work.
Actually, I can't think of more than two Martin Freeman, Cumberbatch,
Sherlock
Holmes,
Hobbit.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Hobbit.
Yeah.
I was thinking
Marvel
about that.
Universe.
They weren't in Star Trek though together.
No,
and they won't be.
They won't be.
Spoiler: Cumberbatch dies.
What?
But he was in the.
Didn't die. They froze him at the end.
Oh, was it frozen?
No, they froze him. He didn't die.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's Khan.
So especially since they found out
It's not the Wrath of Khan.
His blood
makes
people immortal.
Because the Wrath of Khan comes later.
Yeah, his blood can resurrect people, man. They ain't gonna kill that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it later... Because
okay, so we'll eventually get Martin Freeman saving him and ruling the galaxy together. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
But see, they already had their comedic British actor in Simon Pegg.
Yes,
But
I like Simon Pegg.
I'm still looking forward to
Martin Freeman. He wasn't very comedic in the Marvel movie. I mean,
not at all.
He was kind of
like three lines.
He was a little dark there at the end because he's like, you move, you get shocked or whatever.
Yeah, you get shocked. Please give me a reason.
See, if they make a new Wrath of Khan movie for Star Trek, then he would just be that guy who just sits at the back going, our shields are down.
The guy in the back.
He doesn't have a name. He just sits there
just
and tells Khan, like, raise the shields. Unresponsive.
It's like, I can't. And then have him get blown up by, an explosion.
I
will avenge you. And then that will be used for Sherlock memes forever. I shall avenge you.
Anyway, anything else, guys? I think we're kind of reached the end of our broadcasting.
It's very short compared to last week.
Well, last week was long.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Huh? Wait, what?
You want to do that?
Because I don't remember what they all are.
Okay,
all I know is Instagram is FRG_media.
Yeah, so
follow us there.
Instagram and Twitter is FRG_media.
Woo-hoo.
You can find us on Twitch. Just search for Front Row Geeks.
Oh, yeah.
You can find us on Facebook. Search for Front Row Geeks. And on SoundCloud.
Or any other podcasting application.
Yeah, SoundCloud or podcasting just in front of you, so you'll be able to subscribe to this.
Somebody make a Google Plus, for crying out loud.
We can do that.
Yeah, how come our podcasts aren't on YouTube?
It takes work.
They were eventually. They used to be in there.
They look lame.
What?
For the viewers at home.
It's just like the still image and the audio.
Well, that's why we need to start.
For the
recording.
Viewers at home, you should see me rolling my eyes right now.
Okay.
Let's take an Instagram video of that.
A couple more plugs before we leave. Phoenix Comic Con is coming up.
Oh, we will be there.
Check out Front Row Geeks at Phoenix Comic Con. And
we won't have a table.
But
we'll be there.
But we'll be roaming. We're hopefully going to have t-shirts. Maybe some stickers to hand out.
And I won't be there.
And the
hugs,
one that I'm really excited about coming up here in Tucson in July is Camp Video Gamely, the new camp fan gamer for all you video gamers out there. It's going to be at the Hilton East Side in Tucson. So please come down there. I don't think we're going to have any official capacity there, but I will challenge any of you to Smash Brothers in person.
On a 3DS?
That
no, on
that
Wii U.
Sounds. I would love to Smash Brothers.
For a second, I thought I would love to smash you.
I was gonna
smash
say,
you.
But I had to think better of it.
Yeah, I had to be like, I would love to Smash Brothers.
Yeah, you don't want to lead, you don't want to lead
Brothers.
Him on, Heffley.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to lead Tony on.
Don't do that.
Oh, you know what? You're a man after my own heart.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I guess that's it for tonight. Heffley,
yeah.
Feel free to sign us off.
Oh, thanks for watching.
Bye.
One of these days.
I've got Kage's Wii U in the car. I could totally smash you.
I could totally smash you right now.
You know, I prefer Soul Calibur.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.